Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse and More podcast. I'm Chris, and tonight I'm joined by Liza, Tony, and Rachel. Hi, everyone.
Howdy.
Hi.
How's it going out there, Tony?
It goes.
Tony's down at the beach.
Oh, so nice.
So last night, Rachel and Liza and I were talking, and we were like, hey, maybe we should do a show. Everyone else is at Disney World, and Tony's at the beach. And I told Tony about it just in case, and Tony's like, I have my headset. I was like, what kind of dedication is that?
That's right. What I do for you.
I know. It's the best. Thank you so much. That's pretty cool. So tonight we're going to talk about Art of Animation. I know it's one of my favorite resorts. I think Rachel might be on the fence. So let's just go around and tell me. Art of Animation. Liza, thumbs up or thumbs down, first of all?
Thumbs up. I like Art of Animation. I've been there like many times.
Two thumbs up and all my toes, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know about all of that because, you know, Beach Club's two thumbs up and all my toes. But Art of Animation, I love the car suites.
Okay, me too. We both, those are our favorites. What about you, Tony?
I'll give one thumb up, one thumb down.
What?
Only because it shares the property with Pop Century, which is my favorite resort.
So loyal.
I've walked the grounds. I love the grounds. The theming is awesome. I've only visited the rooms and not stayed on property, so I don't have a guest experience there. But I've eaten there. I've visited there. And I walk through there as I do my 20,000 steps every morning. So, you know, I can take it or leave it.
Okay. What about you, Rachel?
I think Tony and I are kindred spirits.
Okay.
In some ways, I'm a one up, one down. I feel if you have young children, you should stay there at least once, especially if they are fans one of the movies, which are Little Mermaid, Lion King, Find Nemo, or Cars.
Right.
However, I think one time's good enough.
What? Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
I like that there's two full baths and it's at a good price point.
I will say I just have special feelings about Art of Animation. I actually stayed there on opening weekend. I got to stay in the Cars rooms. I loved them. And I've loved them ever since. We go there at least once a year. We have three kids, so you know, there's a lot of room for us. We like the setup. But maybe we should give everyone a quick rundown who hasn't been there. So just in case you don't know, Tony, how many suites and how many regular rooms? Because they have two different options.
They do. They have standard hotel rooms, which accommodate families up to four or five if one is an infant under the age of one. And there are 984 standard rooms. There are 1,120 suites, which can accommodate up to families of six.
Okay. And the suites are great because they have a master bedroom and a bathroom. And then they have this outer area with two sleeping areas and another bathroom and a kitchenette, which is really great. So they even have a microwave and a toaster.
Yeah.
So
it's a nice room. I like the room. I think it's real spacious and I like I said, I like the two bathrooms. I feel like it's good. And I like the cozy cone pool.
Cozy cone pool is awesome. You know why? It has shade. It has shade.
Yes.
So you can go in those little cones and just hide with your pale self.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of the places where you can get kind of a cabana light without having to pay for the cabana. You know what I mean?
Because you just walk right up. The other thing I like is, you know, everyone likes those Nemo rooms because the Nemo rooms are right around the big pool. But I like, and they're right next to the lobby. But I don't find that the Cars rooms are that far. And I like the fact that there's a laundry, a big clean laundry at the Nemo pool and the Cars pool. Because I don't know why, but my kids go through clothes at Disney World. Like, it's insane. So that's super convenient to me.
You know what's not convenient?
What?
It's the Little Mermaid rooms.
Oh.
That is true.
Those rooms cannot be further. Now, granted, those are the standard rooms, and I have to correct something I said earlier. I said there were 984 standard rooms. There are actually 862 standard rooms.
Okay.
So I was off by about 120.
Maybe you had, like, an imaginary wing. Maybe it's a special Tony wing that no one knows about.
You know what I was doing? I was trusting internet math. I was trusting what somebody And then I looked at something else, and the number was different, and it makes more sense reading it fully.
Yeah. Well, and I did the math one time, and it was like basically 10,000 people could sleep there. When you add it all up,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
I wanted to bounce back, though, on what Tony said real quick about the Little Mermaid being the furthest. It kind of depends where you are, though, in those buildings. I mean, because honestly, the Lion King section's not a far walk. And if the Little Mermaid's shaped like a U, if you're in the first two buildings, it's not terrible.
It's not as bad.
I mean, compared to Coronado and some of those other resorts,
right?
I mean, everything's relative.
Considering that this resort was supposed to be the sister resort to Pop Century, and it still kind of is,
right? But
I feel like the furthest buildings out in Art of Animation are a lot further out than they are in Pop Century. Like Pop Century, I can get anywhere to this main building in like less than 5 minutes. But if you're on the far end of the Mermaids, the Mermaid section, it's a haul.
Yeah,
it is a haul.
You don't want to request that middle building. Or, you know, it's shaped like a U, so you don't want to request the center of the U because
that's the far part behind Ariel. You don't want to do that.
Yes.
Have you ever had this happen? Like sometimes I'll have grandparents traveling with the, you know, one of the kids and their grandkids and the spouse. So say you've got like a party of eight and you've got the one family with the kids and the suites and the grandparents in the Little Mermaid rooms. They hate that. You know, like a lot of, and I feel bad, but I'm not going to put like two people in a suite. So obviously I'm going to have to put them down in Little Mermaid. And then I put the, you know, the one with the kids and the Lion King rooms. And that's tough though, because it is a long walk, especially for older folks or people who might have some mobility issues. Getting back to that lobby is not easy. I'm a walker like Tony. Tony and I walk all the time at Disney. We're like, you know, freaks.
Well, not together.
Well, that's true. That's true. Because I would steal your dessert. But we do, like, we enjoy walking, but I don't think most people do. And I do get complaints about it, I'll be honest. I have found that if I do the same thing where I put the family in the Nemo room and then I put the other folks into Pop, it's really not that big of a difference. So I do that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I've done that. And I've also said, if you want to be closer together, then pick Lion King. You know, you've got to do it.
Right.
Do Lion King. And then they don't feel as they're so far because their family's not there.
And I don't think most people feel like it's a huge deal. Although I do feel like the grandparents will sometimes watch the kids while the parents go do things. And so there's an added level of, you know, inconvenience there. But, you know.
Now, you know, I did mention a couple seconds ago that the resort was supposed to be the sister resort to Pop Century. And because I'm the geek and I like the history stuff, if you don't mind, I just want to throw a little bit in there about the property. So as some people know, the Pop Century Resort is known as the Classic Years. And the intent was that they were going to build across Hourglass Lake and the Generation Gap Bridge, which is the bridge that connects the two properties, the Golden Years, which was supposed to be the first half of the 20th century. 9/11 happened. They stopped working on the second half of the resort, and they finished Pop Century, which opened in 2003. So from 2003 till probably about 2009, as you were in Pop Century, you looked across the lake, and you saw two shells, because they had two buildings plus the main building, the check-in building, built. But they were just concrete shells. There were no rooms. And it was just – it was brutal to look at, because during that time period, we as a family stayed at Pop Century a lot. And it was really depressing. And then 2008, 2009-ish, I think construction walls started going up, maybe a little later than that. And they decided they were going to build Art of Animation. And in order to accommodate larger families – the decision was made to start putting in suites like they had done in one of the All-Stars, All-Star Music. Mm-hmm. And with families growing in size, they said, yeah, we'll put these suites in. So the decision was made to change the theme. They went with Art of Animation. The first building started opening up in May of 2012. The standard rooms opened up a little later. Even though they were the first two buildings that were standing, are now the standard rooms in Little Mermaid, they finally opened in September of 2012. So that is it's the most recent value resort opened on property. That's the history, because I'm a geek.
So this is classified as a value resort, but what most people call it is a value plus. And a couple things I think make it a value plus. One is the pool. The pool is pretty extraordinary. You have a big splash area, great theming. That's the main Nemo pool, which is actually the biggest pool on property.
Yeah, not counting the water parks.
Right. And then you have the Cars pool, which is just cute and fun. It's very deep, so be careful with that one if you have little kids. Yeah. And then,
and
of course,
it's the heated pool. That yeah. one's the heated one.
And then you have the Little Mermaid pool. So they've got these three great pools. They have a fantastic food court with all kinds of – a lot of better choices than you might find elsewhere. They also serve your food on real dishes with real forks and spoons, which I personally like. And of course, the one bus stop – with all the buses right there, so you're not stopping multiple times. I just stayed at Saratoga. You know I love Saratoga. It really was not great stopping that many times.
Lots of stops at Saratoga, and I really love that food court, Landscape of Flavors.
Yeah, the food court is great. So because they call it a value plus, it is a tiny bit more money. Rachel, can you tell us how much I would pay just on average for these rooms?
Ooh, on average?
Well, you know,
let's just talk about right now. Okay. If we were there right now, rack rate for a standard room is $216 at Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Rack rate for a family suite, and that's a weekday, not weekend, is $456.
That's a lot of money. That's like a garden.
A whole lot of money.
That's a little more than a garden wing room on the, you know, at the Contemporary. But I'll tell you. Yeah, it is two bathrooms. But I'll tell you what a big difference is. That garden wing room will never get a discount. Never.
Uh-uh.
But well,
and Little Mermaid won't ever get a discount.
No, and Little Mermaid won't. But those suites will.
They will.
Why do you think that they never discount the Little Mermaid rooms?
Because everyone wants to stay in that resort, and that's their entry-level room in that resort. They're almost always full.
They have been lately. You can find more availability.
You can find more availability.
Yes.
Well, I think because people are going over to Pop now.
I do. I agree with that renovation and everything.
Someone is upgrading families from standard rooms to suites.
Well, and you can do that. You can actually pay to do that when you check in, and the price is not static. But if you are in Little Mermaid, you can go ahead and ask for an upgrade. You can pay. I don't know that you're going to get a free one. You might have to just, but you know, there is a nightly rate that you can pay to get in those rooms. Just so you know, the rumor is that there are finished suites at Art of Animation that look like, that have queen size beds, but they're not for use. They're just like mock-ups. So I guess eventually they're going to be getting a refurb over there as well, so that the Little Mermaid rooms will look like the Pop rooms, and the beds in the beds in the suites will be queen size pull downs. There's nothing on the horizon, you know, that says that's going to happen. And that's just a rumor, like, you know, a bus driver told me that kind of deal.
Yeah, the only thing that kind of bothers me in some of those rooms, like the Lion King room or the Little Mermaid room, is it's so busy in there. Like,
it is busy.
All of the theming inside it, it's just crazy. It's like,
do you really notice that? Because I have to tell you, I have three kids, and the busiest thing is the children bouncing around. Like, I don't even notice.
But those renovated rooms at Pop, it feels calming to me because it's crazy in there with all the wild carpet. Like, I'm in a casino.
Do you know what the rooms at Pop, it makes me feel like I went to IKEA.
Yes, it's like an IKEA feel, but it's not so, you know, wild with the current.
Yeah, it is.
It's starting to lose a little bit of the magic, I think.
What?
You like the wild print and the casino carpet, Tony?
Well, you know, last time we stayed at Pop in November, we stayed in one of the old rooms. We weren't in a refurb. But looking at the pictures of the refurb rooms, you know, they look kind of sterile.
This is spoken like a man who probably uses three or four products tops to take a shower, do his hair, whatever. As a woman, all that extra space, like Liza and I stayed in one of the rooms together. We had so much room for all our lady stuff.
It was great.
We didn't have to fight. There weren't bottles all over the place. You know, there's that, I don't know, they just organized it so well. I'm willing to give up some of the charm. I don't know that I found it charming, to be honest.
Yeah.
And they're currently doing all-star movies that way.
Yeah.
That started over there.
But it's so nice. I mean, and I like sterile.
Have you...
Better than dirty.
Yes. I agree.
And I only use two products to shower, but that's not really germane to the point.
Okay. So shampoo and soap, right?
That's all I need.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Note it, people. Tony uses two products only.
In case you're giving him a gift basket.
He uses two.
I prefer the H2O shampoo that's Disney supplies.
There's no way on God's green earth I can. There's no way I can use that shampoo. I would have a major afro.
I love that shampoo.
Which shampoo?
The H2O shampoo.
I love the H2O shampoo.
I do too. Love it.
I do too.
Really? That gives my hair like my hair gets literally, it's like, it's enormous when if I use that. And then I can't comb my hair afterward. It's bad.
Aww.
So it's not made for curly haired people. But anyway, that's beside the point. Okay. So let's talk about the buses because I think buses are really important. What do you guys think about the transportation there?
I like the transportation there. I feel like it's pretty reliable. You don't have to wait too long. It's not like some of the resorts, you do have to wait quite a while for a bus. But I feel like they come pretty regular for Pop and Art of Animation.
I know. That's because people will riot.
You know what I think? The best thing is if you are waiting for a bus to Pop Century and you get to the bus stop and it's just leaving, you can jump on a bus to Art of Animation and walk across. And if you're waiting for Art of Animation and the bus just leaves, jump on a bus to Pop Century. Even though they share the same footprint, they currently have separate buses for each resort. That's just a little tip.
Yes. That's nice.
We've done that.
We like to do that. I mean, it's definitely a time saver. And it's pretty close. You know, it's a little bit more of a walk, but sometimes it's not, you know, it's totally worth it not to wait another 20 minutes for a bus. So,
Have you all been on the buses since they've added the feature to the app where you can look and see what time the bus is going to arrive at your resort?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Was it pretty accurate? Did
it
work?
It's pretty accurate, yeah. Well, it's all GPS, so it's all sort of interrelated, you know, so it's pretty accurate.
I just wondered if it was malfunctioning or working
or
what.
Well, I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. I could see it happening considering that my Disney experience was kind of wonky last week, but overall, I felt it was pretty accurate.
Have any of you guys ridden on the party bus?
Which one is the party bus?
Okay.
Is that
party bus?
Let me
bus?
Just tell you, the gigantic bus with the cushioned seats, and it's like got red lights inside. And I actually took pictures and video the last trip I was on because we got the party bus. I don't know if it's technically a party bus, but I told the guy, I was like, oh my gosh, for real, dude, can you please just come back here tomorrow? Because this is the best ride ever. Because it's cushioned seating. It's like relaxing, enjoyable. I mean, I told him this is great. I'm hoping this is the wave of the future for the buses. Now, it probably won't be, but man, that party bus was great.
It's totally never going to happen. Maybe you were hallucinating.
Nope. I have videos and pictures. I have proof. It was a giant bus. Guys, if anybody's done it, just post it on the thing because maybe I'll put a picture up of the party bus. Because me and the kids were like, whoa!
Was it one of those double buses?
It was a big one, yeah, but it wasn't a double one. It was like when you see those people that charter the buses to go, well, to the casinos. And you see those big giant buses, they had those. And I saw the guy like a couple of times, like the same driver. I remembered him. But yeah, it was really cool. I was surprised. And they picked us up from Animal Kingdom and dropped us off at All Star Music. Because you know I'm representing the All Stars.
Now, do you like Art or the All Stars better?
Oh, I like Art of Animation way better than All Stars.
Yeah.
But, I mean, All Stars is okay, but no, it's big. Art of Animation, it's more compact. And it is kind of big, but it's not big like the All-Star situation.
Okay, so, all right, let me ask all of you. You have $500 a night to spend on a room during peak season. Do you stay on the monorail or do you get a room at Art of Animation? I'll go with Rachel first.
I wouldn't stay either of those places.
You gotta pick. Why are you so picky?
Because I like the boardwalk area. I love
Oh, I know.
Epcot.
I'm like Beach Club, Beach Club.
Okay. So you're not, because see, this is an issue I have. Like, I'll talk, and I thinking specifically of a client from about a year and a half ago. He and his wife, they have three kids, and the kids are really little. And I tried really hard to get, and he listens. Hello, Brian. I tried really hard to get him into Art of Animation because it was about $100 less a night versus the room they did do at Grand Floridian. But in the end, they really wanted that experience on the monorail. But to me, I'm all about space. I'm going to sleep better. I'm going to work in the morning probably for an hour or two. I can do that a lot easier than I can, at art than I can in
Right.
one single room.
But most people don't go as much as you do. And so, you know what I mean? They're not going to work in the space and live in the room as much. Does that
That's
make
true,
sense?
because we do a lot in the room,
Yes.
yeah.
Now, Chris, you might not know this. You booked one trip for me, and the one trip you booked was Art of
I
Animation.
remember, yes.
And I took my 4-year-old son who loved cars. And he still does. I mean, lived and breathed Lightning McQueen. We stayed 5 nights in a Savannah View room at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And then we transferred because I wasn't going to be there during the Art of Animation. I thought it'd be easier for my son, my husband with my son because I had a conference. But we transferred to Art of Animation. I was so excited. I knew he was just, wet his pants. He was so excited. And you know what he said at the end of it?
What?
I like the Animal Kingdom just as much. I like them both the same.
Oh my
Yep.
gosh.
It broke my heart because I paid a lot more money because, well, because I had DVC points. Sorry. I kind of paid more, I guess, in the long run. But
Yeah.
yeah. But I just remember thinking, huh? You know, because I just
So,
knew he was going to be just giddy.
but
And
those animals in the Savannah view, I mean, dude, that's an
yeah.
experience. I mean, that's
We had a total opposite experience. We did 4 nights and a 1-bedroom at Grand Floridian, which I had wanted to do forever. And we did 4 nights and a Savannah view at Animal Kingdom, where we didn't see one animal, incidentally. We saw more animals on the other side walking to the lobby. And the kid said multiple times, and this was just like a year ago, so they weren't like itty bitty like your son, and all three of them said multiple times, "Oh, I like Art of Animation better." So, but my kids, maybe they're just, I don't know. I
It
think some of it's
depends.
familiarity, And we've done Animal Kingdom Lodge before, but I just think they connect more on some level. They like the bright colors. They
Well,
like the
everybody's
pool.
different, and
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
family's different.
And don't get me wrong, I love the theming there. Those Cars rooms are fabulous.
It's my
I've been in all the
favorite.
rooms, and my son and I have since gone back, and we've stayed in Little Mermaid for 2 nights.
Right.
And just because I wanted to experience that room, and it was fun walking in and seeing the clamshell and the curtain. I will say, the Lion King suite and the Nemo suite, I think, are really dark, and I think that's one reason
They are.
I like the Cars better. It feels bigger because the colors are lighter. I think they have. I mean, even the table is themed. I love in the Little Mermaid room when you walk in, and there are the lyrics to "Under the Sea" are on the table. That's just precious. I want that table at my house. I mean, I do love that. My problem is the price point for it, and I don't think it's worth the money. I think it's worth, maybe if it's discounted. And then, at first Nemo was the same price as the other two suites, but then they raised Nemo. And I do wish they would have thought and made the standards room more of a gender neutral movie instead of making it a female movie. You
I didn't
know,
even
yeah,
think
about
because that's a
that.
hard sell for families with boys. I've had it happen over and over again. Can I tell you an interesting bit of trivia? I got free dining for myself at Little Mermaid. Yes, because the first 2 weeks it was open, they had free dining.
Whoa.
Really?
Yep. The first 2 weeks. And it was
bad mamma jamma.
I know. It was, and you know what? Here's the other thing. I ended up not going and had to cancel.
Oh my gosh. I wish I'd have known you back then, because I would have been like, dude, just let me just give you the money and I'll take your trip.
It wasn't even hard to get. I mean, it was available the first 2 weeks. I think they were because I think the problem was they didn't, you know how it is. When there's construction and all that stuff going on, they can't really get you an accurate, opening date. So I think they knew they would be opening, say October 1st. They didn't know they were really opening September 15th. So the free dining came out after the promo was released a couple months later, and it was like, oh my gosh. So I grabbed it, and then for some reason we ended up not going, so we had to cancel.
And I want to bring up something.
What?
I also like the front desk situation, because I feel like at Art of Animation, you are quicker to check in, you're quicker to get somebody to attend to you. It's not like staying at the All-Stars, which, I mean, I love an All-Star, I'll stay there, trust me, I'd rather stay there than not go, for sure. I'll stay at All-Stars, I'm not picky, but the front desk, I mean, if you've ever been in that line.
Front desk at Art of Animation is humongous.
It's huge.
And they also have, they have that person with the little computer in the front. I forget what the name is. And then they send you to the other places. So, I mean, there's lots of stuff going on there, lots of help. I agree. I mean, I've checked into the All-Stars before and been behind,
a big Pop, I feel like. Pop does move pretty fast. When I go to the Art of Animation, I just feel like you get in and out so much quicker with that line. I don't know.
Yeah, I love that resort, and I love it at Christmas because they have that awesome retro white tree.
Yes.
And I wait for that tree to go up, because we always go there during Thanksgiving. We're not going there this year. I wait for it to go up, and I'm always like, oh, there's the tree. It's just the best tree.
It is a good one. We've stayed there during Christmas time.
So I don't know. It's a great resort. I think if you need the space, especially if you have like more than a couple kids, like if you've got 3 or 4 kids, that's a fantastic option.
Yeah, or if you have more than one girl.
Yeah, I will say one thing. As your kids get older, they might not want to share the beds. And then Rachel's option of getting 2 connecting value rooms, probably a better deal, because then you get 4 double beds instead of a queen.
Or you get 4 queens now at Pop.
That's right. That is right. That's a really good point. Yeah. So you're getting more space, and you're still getting the 2 bathrooms. You're just not getting that kitchenette, which a lot of people like having that. It is a slightly bigger fridge, and
But when you take 2 fridges and combine them together, it's the same as
that's
one.
True.
So
that's
really,
true.
You're just missing a sink and a microwave.
Yeah,
and I feel like a lot of people don't use much of the kitchen, because, I mean, usually when you're there, you're not really thinking about too much of eating in your room, but I don't know. So, maybe some people do. I like the breakfast in the room. Like, that's usually what we do is eat breakfast in the room.
Yeah, that's true. So, Rachel, you wanted to talk about one of your favorite things about this resort.
Yes.
Yes, please.
My favorite thing about this class is that you can take, this resort, is you can take drawing classes at this resort. And I absolutely love that. They used to offer this at Hollywood Studios, and you could go into the Animators Academy or something like that, and an animator would come out and teach you how to draw a character, and you left with a free souvenir.
I remember that. I did that.
Yes, and they do this 3 times every day at Art of Animation, and you don't even have to be staying there. You can walk over from Pop, you can take a bus and go get your kids' pictures with all the Cars characters and everything, and at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, they offer a free drawing class, and you get a souvenir you can frame and put on your wall. And
where do they hold that?
They hold it right there in the lobby to the left where the TV is, and they give you like a little lap tray pad with a pencil and a paper.
I've seen
and,
that.
And, you know, they still have that activity at California Adventure at Disneyland, but when they started all the Star Wars stuff, they closed it at Hollywood Studios, and I just think, I don't know, that's something I treasure. I love those drawings from the
It's something that's different and fun to do with your kids.
Yeah.
And it's like a little moment you can have. It's great.
You know, that is fun. And most of you have cruised, yes?
Right.
Oh yes, they do it on there.
And they do it on the cruise, but we went during the Star Wars cruise. It was actually, and normally it's a cast member, one of the recreation team that does it for you to lead you in the drawing. This was actually a video. They put a video on to show you how to.
Wait, they put a video up
that showed you how to draw BB-8. I was completely, completely like astounded. It was as bad as when they took away the guides in The Living with the Land.
Oh, that
and now it's
me.
The pre-recorded spiel.
Did little Walt die a bit when that happened?
Little Walt dies a little bit.
Walt is shriveling up and evaporating.
So I hope that's not the case. And if anybody who's listening to this has cruised since April of this year and has taken a drawing class on a non-Star Wars cruise, let us know in the comments.
Oh, I did.
If you went
to, Tony.
You did. Okay.
Yeah, I just fantasy, and we went. I went one day. It was in O'Gill's Pub. And we drew Mickey Mouse. We drew him two different. We actually drew him twice. We did old Mickey and then the new Mickey
new Mickey.
Yes, we drew him as well.
Mickey. The new Mickey, those animated shorts
yes,
with the
I goop love those.
Wide.
Oh, I love them.
Those are.
Go ahead.
They're travesty.
It's change.
A couple of other though activities, real quick, just to share because I think this is important. I mean, that's what y'all know
it's
me.
It's very
that's
important,
my...
and I feel like I need to make a segment for Rachel so when she like has her awesome facts, like because Tony has conspiracy Tony.
Yeah, so,
and I'm gonna be, you know, I think that's part of it too. I'm big on if I'm paying that much money for that resort.
Yes.
What can I stay and do there?
But
because
if
I'm just going to spend the night and sleep and shower and leave, well, then now I'm going to stay at All Stars or Pop. But if I want to stay at a resort, then I'll pay more money. And for paying that money, what can I do at Art of Animation? Mm-hmm. So you've got the drawing classes. Of course, they have the movie like every other resort does. They have a scavenger hunt on Sundays. And that's real fun that you can go around the resort finding stuff. And I'm not for sure what you win, but you do win something. They have an awesome arcade. You know, that's one thing about the deluxes.
That is cute.
You pay all that money for the deluxes, and the deluxes arcades are so small, you can't even shake a stick in there. But you go to Art of Animation, and they have a big arcade. And I think that's great.
Have the jogging trail.
Yes,
is about 1.4 miles that does go across both Pop and Art of Animation properties.
Yes, and they have, in the Lion King area, there's a little climbing or go underneath, you know, the elephant graveyard
thing.
Yeah, you know,
like the play area, that's really cute. Yeah.
And I think one of the appeals, and I even tell my clients that go to Pop, I'm like, go over and take pictures with those cars. It's like meeting a character. And don't just look at them in the day. I mean, if you're staying in Little Mermaid or Lion King, be sure and walk over to Cars Land and see them in the day and at night, because it's really neat at night because their headlights come on, which I think is a neat feature, you know, because it makes it feel like they're almost real.
And it's almost like a little mini Cars Land because it's so good. They did such a good job theming that area. I love the Cars area. It's my favorite.
Even the laundry is like, you know,
so
like
cute.
The Cozy Cone Motel. It's so stinking adorable.
And I think that's why I like is the vintage feel.
Do you ever wonder, though, if maybe that area is so wonderful because that was John Lasseter's, you know, Cars was his baby. And, you know, even if you look at the chandelier when you walk into the main building up above, you can see that Lightning McQueen of his with it autographed by him.
No, we can't talk about Mr. Lasseter anymore because he's being removed from the company.
Well, that's for a different story, but I mean, good old Lasseter. That was one of his babies.
Right.
Might have not been his only baby.
Stop. You know, I think, so let me ask you guys a question because you are all travel agents and one of the things I think you have to overcome is the word value. And all of the different resort levels are named the way they are so that you can immediately sort of like think, oh, well, I want this deluxe or I want this moderate or, you know, I'm going to save money. I want a value. I find that a lot of times people are very turned off by the idea of a value. How do you overcome that and sell someone and talk someone into Art of Animation who normally wouldn't want to stay in a value?
personally, I think I usually explain it that, you know, that when most people think value, they think like Motel 6, Red Roof Inn. And, you know, I have to let them know that, you know, it's really a price point as far as Disney's concerned. And this is the lowest price point. It's an introductory resort. It doesn't have as many amenities as your moderate or deluxe resorts have. You know, there's no water slide. There's no sit-down restaurants in any of the value resorts. It's a motel style entry with all exterior facing doors, except in the family suites. The family suites have the interior doors. You know, value is really just in terms of money, because then once you give somebody a quote and you show them what the cost of a value resort is, you know, it's not cheap.
No.
Not Motel 6.
Right. It's not. It's definitely not, you know, Tom Baudet's not leaving a $39 a night light on that room.
It'd be nice if he did.
It would be. You know, I almost think that the term value is outdated. It should be, you know, expensive, more expensive, most expensive, instead of value, moderate,
it's like
and deluxe.
Starbucks, how they don't have a small or a large. It's like...
Right.
You know, that's annoying, because I can never remember anything but Trenta, and they won't give you a caramel macchiato in a Trenta because apparently you'll go crazy. I'm dead serious. You cannot get one.
Well, then somehow you must have gotten one, because you're already there.
I know. Well, they think you're going to be like super hyper and bouncy. I don't know.
They don't want to deal with it. But you're leaving, so I don't know why they care. Anyway.
I know. It's like they're like, you know, some sort of like, I don't know. It's very paternalistic of Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So, okay. All right. Well, I agree. I think it can be extremely difficult to kind of get people over there. And like I said, I tried so hard to get that one client over. I'm like, come on. I want you to have all this space. And it didn't work. So,
you know, I just think that in these days when, you know, not everyone has the same financial means, that a value resort is your best on-property option. You know, there are benefits to staying on site. You know, free transportation to and from the airport. You know, you save the cost of a rental car. You know, you're on property. You get to use Disney transportation, and it's a value. You know, my family, we mainly stay at the value resorts because that allows us to go back, you know, sooner than we would if we were staying at a deluxe every time. If it was a deluxe, we might be going back every 2 or 3 years. If we're at a value, you know, we can go back in 9 months or a year. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
Well, and who hasn't... I can't even tell you how many times I've tried to talk Adam into staying at a value so he could go more often. I'm like, you could literally go down, get off work on a Friday night, hang out for 2 nights... and go back Sunday night, you know. I mean, as opposed
to about rooms, you know.
Yeah, no, he likes the higher end rooms, you know. Well, and if you can afford it, it's nice, but still.
My the client I have that's been going to Toy Story Land at 5:30 in the morning. She did it a second time, by the way. She and her husband are both teachers, and you know, they previously would go and stay at the Poly. They love the Poly. But they could only do one trip about every other year. I mean, you know, if you're in public education, you get what I'm saying. Anyway, so they were like, I guess we'll try Pop just so we can go back. And their kids fell in love with it. Their kids loved Pop more than they did Polly. And now they've gone back year after year and have a blast.
My kind of kids.
Yeah. So... You know, some things that are important to adults aren't necessarily important to children.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
I don't really use a lot of the amenities. Like, I really want, you know, to make myself be the person who does everything. You know, like if I'm staying at a deluxe, I want to use the hot tub, whatever. I never do it.
I don't need to rent a Surrey bike.
No. You know? Although there was a point where you could rent one at Art of Animation. I don't think you can now because of the construction, but you used to be able to do it.
Oh, talk about that, because we totally missed that aspect that's coming.
Oh, have you done that?
No, but I mean, the gondola, we didn't even mention that. That's going to be coming
out. Okay.
That's pretty major, because nobody knows, of course, when it's going to... Did people know the projected opening date for that?
It's before Star Wars opens, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't really... I've been so focused on Star Wars, I don't know that I've paid attention to.
Oh, Star Wars.
But see. I think that, I mean, that's going to change everything and I guess make it more expensive. Again, little wolf.
Everything comes with a price.
Yeah, that's true. That's what they tell me.
And just to remind everybody that parking at Art of Animation, because it's a value resort, is $13 a day.
All right. Yay, that's $13. Kind of a bummer. $13 extra. Unless
thanks,
you have
Disney.
DVC. You know what? I was upset for literally 3 minutes when the parking thing changed. Then I was like, okay, whatever. I'm still
going.
Okay,
but Tony's little Walt died. My little Walt was kind of dying. My little Walt's dying a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to pay. I drive. I'm a person that drives. And it's like, ugh, people, please don't make me pay for parking. It kind of seems a little unnecessary, but whatever. It's Star Wars' fault.
Yeah, I was thinking that today. I wonder if the parking thing was, we need to get this in early because when the Star Wars thing happens, somebody asked me about discounts for September today. And I said, I wouldn't anticipate a lot of discounts in the next couple of years.
Oh, really? I'm going to argue with you on that one, too.
Okay, I want to hear that.
I think because they've said Star Wars is going to open in late fall, they're not going to be able to sell rooms for September unless they offer a discount.
So I think you might be right about that. But I think
after Star Wars, forget it.
Yeah,
but I think next year, I mean, you've seen it even now. They were going to quit offering free dining come July 7th. And now you can still book it until August. What? They delayed it to August because they can't sell rooms. Because people are already thinking, instead of going this year, I'm going to wait and go next year so I can see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people saying that.
I hope you're right, because I think it would be nice to get another September worth of free dining. Because I don't know about you, but everyone I've talked to has said, gosh, you know, September is usually one of our biggest months. And because they didn't offer as much of it this year, it's kind of been, you know, we've made up for it in other ways, but I mean, September could be better, you know?
Right. And I think that's why they delayed it. And if you look, they threw out a lot of Pop Century rooms this past week at for the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they've thrown out even more discounts, trying to get people just room only discounts and stuff. I don't know.
December was terrible. I couldn't get anything for September. It was awful.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I really think people, if they're thinking of going in 2019, well, why go spring break if I can go Thanksgiving or Christmas and have a good chance of seeing Star Wars?
Yeah.
You think Thanksgiving?
It's going to be after Thanksgiving.
Well, I think it'll be after Thanksgiving, too. But, you know, your people who hear late fall are going to think, you know, well, maybe that. You know,
if they don't know what's going on. Yeah, you're right about that.
I think late fall is going to be the last day of fall.
Oh,
which is
going to
be
December
18th, 19th, whatever it is.
You're not in the Disney blogosphere and you've just heard Star Wars is coming, you know, in late fall. I mean,
which is going to put them opening that time frame just before Christmas. There's definitely no discounts that week.
No.
So throw a Star Wars opening the week before Christmas, you know, highest time of the year, you know, parks already filled to capacity anyway. And just on a side note, the Disney Skyliner is expected to open mid 2019, but I guess stuff is a little off track.
Okay,
so
I'm seeing possibly August.
So, okay, if we could just get back to the Star Wars thing, because you know I'm very obsessed with it. I don't think it's going to open that close to Christmas. I think it's going to be the first week in December and probably right around my birthday, December 7th. Thank you, Disney. Possibly Walt Disney's birthday on the 6th or is the 5th. Who cares? Anyway, it's going to open then.
I think it's going to depend on when they film the Disney holiday celebration.
Oh, they'll film it in November, just like they have been. They'll film before Thanksgiving. They'll do all the decorations, and then bam, Star Wars. Okay, all right. We should probably close this up because we have digressed into Star Wars, and we're about to record a second show, and guess what? We're going to talk about Star Wars then, too, I bet. Anyway, I want to thank all three of you for joining me in this impromptu When the Cat's Away, the Mice Will Play kind of podcast with Bridget and Mark and Adam down in Disney. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. And if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and even on Instagram. So please join us.
Yay. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Talk to you soon. Thank you.